Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. It is 7-7. How about that? Late nights off this week, but Vulture did some jokes, one from Felipe Esparza. Did you hear what happened when the guy who wrote the song The Hokey Pokey died? They couldn't close his coffin. Every time they put a right foot in, he put his left foot out. Craig Robinson with Why'd the Man Get Fired from the Orange Juice Factory? He couldn't concentrate. Wayne Fetterman, a guy catches his wife in bed with his best friend and goes, Sal, I have to, but you? And Sam Shea with, how did the gum cross the road? It was stuck to the chicken's foot. Hasan Minhaj, a panda walks into a bar. He orders some food. The bartender gives him the bill. He gets up. He walks away from the food and the drinks, goes to the door. The bartender goes, hey, man, what are you doing? And the panda goes, I'm leaving. And the bartender goes, you can't leave. You have to pay me right now. The panda pulls out a gun and fires two shots in the air. He's about to walk out the door. The bartender's like, are you crazy? I'm going to call the cops right now. The panda goes, it's what I do. Look it up. Check an encyclopedia. The bartender opens the book. It says, panda bear eats, shoots, and leaves. There's also a very dirty version of that joke with the same punchline, eats, shoots, and leaves, that I heard in the schoolyard many, many years ago. Andrew Schultz will be self-releasing his upcoming comedy special, Infamous. He refused to deal with an unnamed streamer's demands to edit or cut out entire jokes, which he claims the platform deemed too wild and worried executives about online backlash. I've seen some websites speculate that this was Netflix, but we don't know who the unnamed streamer is. Schultz did release a four-part special on Netflix in 2020 that was called Schultz Saves America. In a recent video posted to Instagram and Twitter, Andrew says, some of you probably know this about me. I'm a very stubborn guy. So long story short, I took my effing life savings and I bought my special back. He issued a plea to his fans to spread the word, saying it was up to them to see that the gamble pays off. Pre-order now and spread the word so my wife doesn't divorce me. I think people like real authentic comedy, and I think they would prefer that than some watered-down corporate boardroom bullpucky. He says that people who attend his show seem to really enjoy these jokes that are too offensive or could cause too much backlash. He has released two clips from the special, which will now debut July 17th. In the first, he jokes about the sex life of a couple from the audience. In the second, which he prefaced with the message, this is one of the lines they were worried about for the special, he outlines the effing carnival that is an abortion clinic. From ASAM News, say it with me, your home for comedy news, Jimmy O. Yang has his own cooking YouTube channel called Jimmy's Kitchen. Who knew? Well, now you do. By the way, I'm loving ASAM News. They have Jimmy O. Yang, so it's like Jimmy Yang, middle initial O. This article has his last name O. Yang, like he's from Ireland. So every time I'm looking at this, O apostrophe Yang, Jimmy O. Yang. He started sharing his love for cooking during the pandemic by making videos. It was a fun way to connect with others and have people over his house to hang out. He felt it was important to keep his creative juices flowing. In a recent episode, O Yang partnered with Panda Express. I think they think his last name is O Yang. This is hilarious. O Yang partnered with Panda Express, where he learned how to make their newest American Chinese dish, wok fried shrimp. O Yang, in a statement, said, Panda's executive director of culinary innovation, Jimmy Wang, taught me the intricacies of wok cooking and how to achieve wok hei, or breath of the wok, which describes the sear and smokiness in the dish from traditional wok cooking that Panda Express is known for. Mr. O Yang talked about getting into comedy and said, I was bored. I tried different things to find a community for life after college because I couldn't imagine sitting behind a desk and working 9 to 5 my whole life. Amen. One of the things I tried was stand up. The most exciting thing wasn't going on stage, but it was the camaraderie after the shows, comedians hanging out, talking about jokes, talking about how they bombed. I love that. I felt like I found a community, so I started going to open mics every night. The Louis C.K. Mafia, they're not happy with me at all. They don't like that I'm calling them the Louis C.K. Mafia. Well, Louis C.K. Mafia, you're going to be very upset about this review from the Globe and Mail, who writes, stop me if you heard this one before. A comedian goes to a doctor, says he's depressed. Life seems harsh and cruel. His famous friends no longer return his calls. He's lost his magazine covers and TV specials. Everyone says he's a pervert, a predator, a toxic personality. He's been canceled. The doctor says the treatment is simple. The great comic Louis C.K. is in town tonight, premiering his new movie, 4th of July. It's supposed to be hilarious, honest, cathartic, a comeback. Go and see the film that should pick you up. The man bursts into tears, but doctor, I am Louis C.K. The Globe and Mail writes, if you found that joke weak, I have unfortunate news. It's better than almost 90% of the material found in 4th of July, C.K.'s attempt to inch his way back into the culture after being made persona non grata. Oh, there's more. It's not as if 4th of July is bad because it's a movie directed, co-written, and co-starring CK, a man who you might despise, tolerate, be completely unaware of, or even adore. The film is a dud all on its own, a watered-down Woody Allen facsimile that has long enough bombs and short on wit. As much as we can direct much of the blame to CK, as we can his co-writer Joe List, a younger comedian who's opened for CK a number of times and stars here as Jeff, the trouble starts with the casting of List, who both lacks screen presence and sheer believability that this meek, sensitive guy could come from such a braying pack of jackals as his family presents themselves as. The type of folk who, in loud New England accents, crack wise about jazz sounding more like a synonym for ejaculate, and whose idea of physical affection involves impromptu headlocks. Here's a fun one. NBC Universal is trying to get the trademark Dunder Mifflin. You know Dunder Mifflin. They sell paper in Scranton. Well, a different company, J. Kinnett Media Group, actually owns the trademark to Dunder Mifflin. Deadline, says NBC Universal, is appealing the rejection it received from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and they're suing J. Kinnett Media Group for allegedly being a trademark squatter. Speaking of The Office, Larry Wilmore caught up with Vulture. Larry said, I started writing and producing back in the day to create a space for myself. The Office led me back to performing. When we did the table read for the Diversity Day episode, I got a lot of laughs. The director said, Larry, you have to do this. But people don't remember, the American version of The Office was not highly regarded. I went to England to do a seminar once. One of the producers of The English Office was there. He said, do me a favor, make sure they never take this to America and ruin it. I go, I'll tell you what, if it does, I'll never work on something like that. Smash cut to me not only working on it, I'm in this MFR. Then Vulture switched topics. They were talking about The Daily Show and the influence of Jon Stewart. Larry Wilmore said of Jon, they gave him too much credit. People wanted it to be actual activism. When people say, phone Jon Stewart, as if he had said something, maybe Trump would not have been elected. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Why are you looking to comedians for the most important decisions about the world? I have no problem with what Jon does in his show. It's great, but it need not be our North Star. And from The Hollywood Reporter, Doug Herzog once ran Comedy Central, MTV, and Spike. He's got a new podcast that's called Basic. I was checking it out. It's ostensibly the unofficial history of basic cable TV. And I'm like, oh, that could be really interesting. And some of the guests, Jimmy Kimmel, Amy Schumer, Bryan Cranston, Ben Stiller. And I started listening to the Jimmy Kimmel episode. And it's not good. I bailed. And Kimmel was trying hard to carry it, but a lot of carrying. It's disappointing because I'd like to hear about the history of basic cable from an insider. But as a podcast, it's just not good. First of all, get good audio, guys. One guest Doug Herzog is hoping to get is Dave Chappelle. He doesn't think he will get him, but said we did talk to Neil Brennan, the co-creator of Chappelle's show. The Hollywood Reporter asked Doug Herzog what stands out as the high and low points. One thing that he brought up, I'm just focusing on the Comedy Central stuff here. Well, the one I think about the most is Chappelle. If you're a little younger, Chappelle's show was red hot and Dave walked away after season two and it was stunning. And Dave reportedly walked away from a lot of money. Doug Herzog says, was there a way to thread the needle on that differently somehow? I think I probably could have done some things differently. I think Comedy Central could have probably done some things differently. Certainly Dave could have, but I can't control that. I just always wonder, was there a different way out? And I've seen Dave a lot recently. We didn't speak for many years, and we didn't see each other for years. I don't even know if we weren't speaking. But then I ran into him 6 or 7 years ago. Actually, I've seen him 2 or 3 times this year, believe it or not. And he's super gracious and warm when I see him now. It certainly seems like he's moved on with me. If not, he's a great actor. But I often wonder, like, was there a different way? And maybe there wasn't. It was a crazy time. All right, for July, you're going to tell your friends you like the podcast. You're going to share it on social media or something. Get the word out, all right? Go to Apple Podcasts, grab the link, throw it up on your Facebook page or something. Let's get more people listening to this thing. Much appreciated in advance. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.